All right, everyone. We are now joined by today's winner of the Hy-Vee Perks 250 at Iowa Speedway, Sam Mayer, driver of the number 41 Ford for Haas Factory Team. If you guys have a question for Sam, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Who wants to kick us off? Jerry.
Thank you for volunteering.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tire side. You getting tired of this shit, man? I mean, you getting the Superman act down.
Yeah, this win number 8 feels great. Super proud of everyone at Haas Factory. We've put so much work in this year to chase checkered flags, and we've been so close so many times this season, and to finally get it feels really good. It's kind of like a weight off your shoulders type of thing, but it's also just pure celebration. So I'm just really excited to celebrate this with everyone at the shop. The culture and the community at the shop is so tight-knit that everyone talks to everybody. Everyone's so involved and excited about it. I can't wait to walk in there either Sunday or Monday and see everyone's face and see how excited they are because they've worked so hard for this moment right here. So to make it happen feels really good.
When during the race or towards the end of the race, obviously there were some different pit strategies and cautions and things. When did you think you had it? When did you know you had it?
I mean, with how this race played out, there was really never any knowing. Like, you kind of had to just have that confidence that you could be up there. And the whole race, we were really good, but we were like a third-place car most of the time and could fall back to fourth but still be solid. And then we made some really aggressive adjustments there in the last couple stops, and it just lighted the car on fire. It was really good from there. So the track was really swingy. Like, you'd fire off wrecking loose for the first 3-4 laps, and then it quickly built tight. So it was an interesting dynamic. The tire was really weird. It had really good grip but fell off on its face really quickly when it did. But it was a ton of fun. So to finish the race at our high point, obviously we fell back to 17th because I don't know how to come into a pit stall. But to kind of come back from that, have really good restarts and learn from our mistakes and make awesome adjustments all day, it feels really good to end up on top.
Sam, we're going to come all the way to your right here for a couple questions.
Jeff, you're rocking Motorsports Today. What's made you so good at Iowa?
Dude, I don't know. It's crazy. I won for the first time here back in 2019, I think, in the K&N car, and I just fell in love with the place immediately. Like, I think I had my first start here in 2018 in the K&N series as well, and it was just some of the most fun I had in a race car. So it kind of helps when you show up to a place you enjoy. And with the repave, it kind of changed it a little bit, but it still kept that character that I enjoyed. So, yeah, when you show up to a place you like, you kind of just run a little better. But, yeah, this place is super special. It's been different, really, every time I showed up. So kind of adapting and being able to learn and see where the grip is and how the tire changes. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just been really good to me. I think my winning percentage here is pretty good. But, yeah, looking forward to keeping it going now.
And over the last 2 years here, since you've won both races, I feel like you have the best gauge in it. You know, how has the track kind of fall off over the last 2 years? And in your mind, kind of with tire compounds, two different tire compounds the last 2 years, which one do you prefer?
Yeah, I mean, anytime a track has age on it, it automatically gets better. And that's why we all loved old Iowa, because it had that characteristic of you could run the very bottom, be fast, and you could rip the fence and be fast. It's a little different now because the track is generally just narrower. You could rip the cushion right on the edge of where the new asphalt is and the old asphalt is, but it's similar to ripping the wall, and then you can run the bottom. You could really run anywhere and be fast. So it allowed everyone to kind of get clean air, everyone to be on top of each other, and especially for me to make passes. So that's what I enjoy about this place, is it still has that characteristic of you could run really mostly anywhere on the new asphalt. And yeah, I mean, this place is just so special. So it's just a lot of fun.
Stay on the right here for Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Congrats on the win, Sam. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know throughout the race you had two tough pit stops. Just how do you kind of keep your composure there, especially when you get there to the late portion and it felt like you just finally got control?
The good thing is one of it's my fault and the one of it's not my fault. So we can each point fingers at each other, but at the end of the day, the guys that come over the wall for me, the guys that build this race car for me, everyone in the shop and myself and the crew chief and everyone, we all kind of have that get-along attitude of if something goes wrong, we don't care. We're going to figure it out, and we're going to do it as a team. So we lost, I think, 15 spots on the first stop because I, again, don't know how to get in my pit stall apparently. And obviously we had a rough, I think, final stop as well. So being able to battle back from that and just kind of understand that we're so damn good right now that it doesn't matter. Our restarts today were awesome. So I went from 17th to like 9th or something like that on one of them. So we were just able to make it happen. And that confidence in my race car is a huge part of it too. So I'm looking forward to keeping it going. Obviously not all weekends are going to be quite like this where we're so good, but we at least know how to keep ourselves in the game.
And you mentioned the momentum 3 weeks ago. Didn't seem like a possibility that you guys would be in the mix for the regular season title. But now after Justin's issues again today, I think the total is 16 points. Just how much do you look forward to the future? And do you think you have a fair shot at this regular season championship?
I do now. That feels really good. I mean, obviously, I hate it for Justin. Justin's one of the coolest guys in the garage. He actually came up to me and congratulated me. He's just one of those guys that's super genuine, obviously a champion of the sport. So I think the thing is just everyone has so much respect for him that everyone hates for him to have issues. Because even when he has issues, he still holds his head high and congratulates a winner. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a heater for the regular season title now. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but it definitely looks like it's better for us than it was a week ago. So we're going to keep dogging on him, and we're going to keep trying to get better each and every week. Obviously, we're going to have a tough couple weeks coming up with how everything works out with the points. But if we do our job and execute, I think we'll be right there. It's just a matter of how everything goes.
We'll go to Dustin, Bob, and then Philip.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Sam, talking about the pit stop, obviously a little bit more of a unique pit stall with going around that corner. And now, look, you guys do that at Martinsville, Phoenix, places like that. But what is the challenge or what's different with the sight line or what kind of makes that a little bit more challenging that you went through that maybe Chase Briscoe faces tomorrow since he has that stall?
No, it's easy. It's easy to make a mistake, but it's not – that hard of a pit stall. What I ended up doing is I bumped my lights in the corner to try to maximize our pit road rolling time. But I ended up bumping too hard. And so I looked at my tack and I noticed that I was too high. So I looked back down at it, bumped my lights down. And by the time I did that, I was already past my pit stall. So it was a matter of just a rookie mistake because that was my first time pitting on that side of pit road here. So I learned my lesson once and then it was fine from there. So, the rest of it is on the pit crew. They know that, they acknowledge that we're getting better every week for sure. But, I learned my lesson. They learned theirs. We fought through it together, like I said, and, we didn't let it hold us back.
Hey, after you won this race last year, you were asked about, hey, you know, there's a lot of silly season stuff going around. Your name wasn't as much a part of it, and you expressed your annoyance with that. A year later, with where you've been, what you've done, where do you feel like you are in terms of being a driver and being somebody who, you know, I know you want to be there on Sundays, but being somebody who can gain the attention of those rides that you hope to be that you expressed your frustration with last year?
Yeah, 2024 was a big year for me. Development-wise, growth-wise, and just trying to learn as a human being, like how I should act. And there's a lot of things I did last year that I regret, and a lot of things I said last year that I could say differently. Do I want to go cup racing like I said last year? Absolutely. That is what I live for. That's what I dream about, and that's what I'm hungry for. But the deal that I signed with Haas Factory Team, it's a 2-year deal. I'm locked and loaded for next year, and I'm freaking trophy hunting next year. I want to optimize myself as much as I possibly can. I'm so excited about it because I know that we can now run for a championship this year, and next year we're going to just run it back. So by 2027, I hope to get that call because it would be really special to me. It'd be a long journey that you kind of can feel relief about. But truthfully, like I'd want to be in a cup car right now, yeah, but I'm really grateful for this opportunity because Joe, he's put this team together. He's really molded it. me and him have worked together this year to put a team together that we know can win races and contend for a championship. And this was the first step that we've proven that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that through this year and next. But just give me a call if anyone has that opportunity. You know, I'm never going to say no. But I'm locked and loaded for next year, and I'm really excited about it.
About Parker's Fox Sports, when you took the lead, were you aware there was oil on the upper lane, and were you like, okay, this could be the opportunity to get by Jesse?
So earlier in the race, I made the mistake of overpacking air on Jesse into one and got him loose and kind of messed up his part of the race there. And so that next one, I thought he just got loose again because his car was generally loose. But then I got loose under him, too. So I was like, what the heck? I didn't know what it was. And then the caution came out for oil, and I saw the guy smoke on the back. So it kind of made sense. But I had no idea. I kind of just got a lucky turn one and how I was able to roll through there. Yeah, I had no idea. But as soon as it got laid down, I mean, there was a lot of it. There was they put a whole beach in turn one. So, yeah, I mean, just how everything worked out. We were able to get the pass on Jesse. The caution came out. We were not the leader, so – that is really what kind of turned our race around and gave us the opportunity for it. So rather be lucky than good sometimes, I guess, but we were a little bit of both today.
Yeah, so do you feel like with the season that you had, you deserved a little luck for a win?
I'm holding the trophy, and that's all I care about at the end of the day. I'm really grateful and blessed to be in this seat right now talking to you, and I think part of it is because of that. But I feel like we could have gotten it differently too. I mean, no matter how it plays out, I feel really confident what our race car had and how I executed restarts all day. It just kind of made my life a little bit easier.
We'll go to Philip and then Marty over here.
Sam, Philip Jones from the Des Moines Register. First of all, you know, following up on a couple things that have been asked, you know, this is your second straight Xfinity Series win here. Can you talk a little more about what this win means to you, making it two straight, and what you like about the track?
Yeah, this place is just super special. It was one of my favorite tracks growing up. And then coming here when I was 16, something like that, I was still young. And coming here in the K&N car and getting to rip laps around Iowa, it was one of the fastest tracks we were going at the time for myself. So this place just had a lot of characteristics I liked. Being able to run the wall, run the bottom, run anywhere you wanted, make speed, it was really fun. And now coming back after the break and the repave and everything like that, it still held that characteristic that I loved. So when you show up to a racetrack, I said this earlier, but when you show up to a racetrack you really love and enjoy, you kind of just run better automatically. So, yeah, I'm starting to love every single racetrack, and hopefully that stands.
And then, you know, last year you held off Riley Herbst in overtime. This year you won a little bit easier. Can you talk about what allowed you to get out to such a sizable lead on that final restart?
I mean, the car, truthfully, the fire-off speed we had today was the best of all the cars, I think. I could be really aggressive on restarts, really aggressive the first couple laps and gain that track position. And having the new tires at the end and the short lap stints and a couple of restarts, I was just able to get right through there and be solid. So, yeah, I mean, it was just a matter of the race playing out to how my car needed. I mean, if there was a 60-lap green flag run at the end, it might have played out a little differently, but it played out exactly how needed.
Sam, we'll go over to your right. Marty?
Mark Schaefer with the Atomo Courier. Sam, just want to talk about the relief of getting Ford's first win in the Xfinity Series this year.
I mean, it's special because it's the first win for Ford this year, but it's also the first win for Haas Factory Team as an organization. That is what I wanted to do when I signed up at this place, because I had that faith that it could be done pretty easily. It took a little longer than intended, but we've had speed most weeks, and we honestly could have won three races by now. It was just a matter of everything kind of falling in our favor, like it did today. Today could not have been better for us. So huge thanks to all the guys at Haas Factory. It's really special to get the first win for Ford this year, first win for Haas Factory as an organization, first win for Autobel. We had a lot of Autobel partners here today, and yeah, it's just super special because everyone won when it came to Sam Mayer today.
Go to Wyatt over there on the left.
Howdy, Sam. Wyatt Watson, FrenchFish.com. Congratulations on the win today. You talked today and throughout the weekend with some of your JR and guys on the one team parked next to them this weekend, and also Justin Allgaier came to congratulate you this in Victory Lane. What does it mean to get their congratulations still, even though you've moved on and now are the first winner for the newly found Haas Factory team?
Yeah, I mean, it just shows the respect level. You know, like, we're all racers. We race hard. We want to win. We want to kick each other's ass each and every week. But when it comes down to it, the relationships you gain, the people you like, the people you hang around, the people you enjoy being a part of racing with, that's really what truly matters. So I have really good people when it comes to Haas Factory team and the people around me and in the shop. I'm so excited to see those guys on Monday. It's gonna be a hoedown for sure. But when it comes to the people at JRM, getting the congratulations I got is super special because it goes both ways. Like, I congratulate Marty when he won, so it's just a matter of respect, and there's a lot of it going around right now, and so I feel like the sport right now, especially on the Xfinity level, is really healthy with that. So it makes for better racing. It makes for more competitive racing. Obviously, everyone wants to beat each other, but when you have that respect, the racing is just better.
Now that you've gotten that win, how much does that really open the playbook for y'all for the last couple of races to the playoffs and get some more playoff points before we
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing right now is getting those playoff points. We had three going into today, and that was not nearly enough compared to the competition. So we're just trying to keep up at this point. And I literally said this morning, unironically enough, that I want to win two races before the playoffs start. Well, we're halfway there, so I feel really good about it. Yeah, that's what I was doing the last, like, six laps of the race, hoping a caution didn't come out. I was praying the whole time. But, yeah, we're on a really good stretch right now, and I think the real heater has just started.
Thank you.
Any final questions for Sam? No? But thanks, Sam. Congratulations.
Thank you all so much.